My name is Erin Everett. Welcome to this fifth episode of my podcast called Firekeepers, I Love You. This is the fifth and final episode where I share with you the last three qualities of sacred fire community firekeepers that I've noticed and really stand out to me as something that they do for their communities that brings us a level of joy and connection that we wouldn't have if we didn't have these firekeepers. So I'm speaking to you, firekeepers, telling you how much I love and appreciate your work and the sacrifices that you make for your communities. One of the things I love about firekeepers is that you see value in learning through conflict. So when conflict occurs at the fires, which it definitely does, when a lot of people get to know each other and relate with each other for a long time and then have to do things together, sometimes things come up, sometimes unexpected things, sometimes things that are building over time, or perhaps people come to the fire who have different ways of looking at some issue and share their perspectives and the conversation gets heated. When conflict occurs at the fires, it's not like you encourage it, but you don't really discourage it. And you also somehow seem to find ways to work with it, to help our community to grow. And also through this, you seem to learn and grow yourself as a person, because the next time you engage with conflict, you seem even better equipped to handle what's happening. Often, most times, what I've noticed is that your relationship with the person who's having the conflict, or if you're facilitating conflicts that other people are having, the people end up coming out of it better friends, or sometimes better friends with you, by the end of the process. I know it's a messy process that you enter into when you engage with conflict, but it often turns out that people become closer if it's dealt with in a good way. And you seem to know how to deal with it in a good way. So you have a special knack, for you firekeepers, for helping people through conflict and also for addressing conflict that people might have with you. And another thing you firekeepers are great at is being a good example. You look at your own stuff. You work with a teacher. You're humble and you listen. And all those things provide those around you with something to look up to. I really appreciate that, and you've inspired me in my life. Your way of moving in the world has helped my community to grow and blossom as well. So last but not least, firekeepers, there's a final quality that I want to bring up. It seems to me, after all these years of watching firekeepers at work, that more and more, as you work with the fire, you seem to pay attention to something bigger than you are. I notice you listening to the fire, for example, and Grandfather Fire does a lot of speaking when we have our community gatherings. Somehow it seems by the way you listen and then what you say that you have quite an ear for noticing what's being expressed by the world around you and also by the fire. And that might be one of the most profound qualities that I notice about firekeepers that makes you so much more than just somebody who can light a match and stack some twigs together, but makes you a firekeeper for the sacred fire community, someone that your community can look up to and who makes a significant impression and difference in the lives of all the people who attend your fires. Thank you so much for your work, and thank you for continuing to learn and grow in this work so that we all can benefit. Learn more about the Sacred Fire community and our monthly community fires, women's fires, and men's fires in 7 countries worldwide at sacredfirecommunity.org, where you can also learn about becoming a firekeeper.